It's interesting. I grew up around it, but I guess my dad plays the fiddle and is an Arkansas State fiddle champion. And his dad was a self-taught fiddle player, and he became an Arkansas State fiddle champion as well. So I kind of grew up around it, but growing up is kind of not cool to do what they do. So I played sports and all that, and I started playing probably when I was about 20, maybe 19 or so, and just fell in love with it.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Conway.
And so what will people on this first Sunday in June hear and see at the library?
Well, they'll hear a lot of good fiddle music. I've got some friends joining me, one of whom is currently a member of the Sons of the Pioneers. He's also played with Sleep at the Wheel and Steve Warner and Red Steigall and Michael Martin Murphy, among countless others, of course. He's a world champion fiddle player and Texas State champion, and I'm excited to have Ricky Bowen with me. That's his name. Also have Cortland Ingram. He plays with the Presleys. He plays fiddle for the Presley Country Jubilee up in Branson. Mm-hmm. Allison Williams, who's from this area, has just moved back. She used to be she formed a band called the Forge Mountain Diggers, which were a very successful old-time group when she lived back east, and was featured on BBC's Folk America program. She'll be playing also Derek Lynn, who I've played with before in a old-time trio called the Hobnobbers, and me and Derek kind of play around a little bit. Derek's played with several bands and played on the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour, and been a featured artist out at the Winfield, the Walnut Valley Festival out in Winfield with some other bands that he's played in. So we're just going to play old time and folk, bluegrass. I think of it kind of as roots music, and we'll play some swing, Bob Wills influenced stuff, and do some original material as well, and we're just going to have a ball.
It seems very inclusive. You know, some instruments, no less enjoyable, but you, the audience, are there to listen. It seems a fiddle seems to invite participation, whether it's other people playing instruments or dancing or something.
I think I would agree with that, yeah, for sure. You can play anything. It's adaptable. You can play. It doesn't matter if you're playing, you know, Bach or Paganini, or if you're playing old obscure fiddle tunes from various parts of the country, or if you're playing jazz or, bebop or, rock, music, violin, rock stuff like Mark Wood, kind of mm-hmm. stretching the genre that way, and Jean-Luc Ponty and mm-hmm. some of those guys. So
you do a lot to promote old-time fiddle, or just fiddle music, don't you?
Well, I enjoy it, I've always grown up, my mama always told me to do what I enjoy, and so I enjoy fiddle music so much, I just feel like everybody should enjoy it too. I don't know. Fiddlin' Arkansas is an organization that kind of my brainchild, I guess, alter ego or whatever, run the basically that's become a platform through which I run the Arkansas Pickin' and Fiddlin' Championships each October. It's held down in Little Rock. I've also created a program called the Master Fiddler Series, which I bring nationally renowned and just world champion class. World-class musicians mm-hmm. through, and we do workshops, private lessons, and performances for you and for me, because I love it.
So you've told us who will be there. You've told us who will be there on Sunday. What will it be? Everybody together, kind of handing off? What? Any idea of a set list or anything yet?
It's just going to be a conglomeration of our music, fiddle heavy, because I love the fiddle. We're going to do some original material that I've written, and some some fiddle tunes. We'll do some swing tunes. If any of you like to dance, please join us. If I didn't have to sing or play guitar, I'd dance with you. Maybe I will anyway. Just come. I'll dance with you.
So you started playing the guitar at 19 or 20?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Remember what the first few songs that you learned on the guitar were?
When I first started playing guitar, my sole purpose. I grew up playing baseball, and I wasn't. When I got into college, I wasn't playing baseball anymore, and I played catch with Dad all the time, and didn't have that. So I guess I learned guitar because Dad played fiddle, and he was going to these. You know, there used to be a couple fiddle contests that he would go to, you need a guitar player, so show me the chords, and you know, so that's kind of how it got started, just to be around Dad, I guess. And you know, I'd pick up the guitar, you know, a week or two before the fiddle contest, and learn the chords or go up there with a chord chart and hope I don't mess him up, you know. But yeah.
Did you play baseball for the Wampus Cats?
I did. I played for them, and yeah. Don't hold it against me.
No. What's more satisfying then, writing a song that you think is really going to be enjoyed by an audience, or hitting a great line drive down the line?
Oh man, growing up, I just absolutely love and was ate up with baseball, as they say. Absolutely loved it. And now, I still love baseball. I'm so excited. I'm headed to Texas with my uncle next week, and I'm getting to go see the Rangers play.
Super stoked
about that. Yeah. Josh Hamilton and all those guys. I love baseball. You know, there's nothing like music either. You know, it's just wonderful. Three-part harmony. There's only, you know, there's nothing like singing three-part harmonies. And other things, writing a tune and just enjoying a tune. There's kind of this groove that when you're playing with other players, and it's different, you know, because every one of us are different. Even if music is written on a page, we're looking at it. We're not going to play it the same way. The timing will be slightly different, just because it's a representation of who we are, or I hope it is. I think it should be, but. So there's nothing more fun to me than going and getting with a fiddle player or other musicians and just playing. It's a communication with each other, and we're having fun, and you feel that, and you know that.
Where can people learn more about what you're involved in, if they want to know more about fiddling?
Facebook, Twitter, fiddlinarkansas.com. Is the website. I'm also on Jonathan Trawick on Facebook and Twitter as well. I also have a Reverb Nation account, reverbnation.com/Jonathan Trawick. It's kind of a mouthful, but yeah, Facebook would be a wonderful. I use that tool a lot.
All right.
So
first Sunday in June, June 3rd.
June 3rd.
And it's free.
Free.
You're kicking off the series.
Thanks to the Fayetteville Public Library.